welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jagg. What's going on, Frank?
What's up, man? Hey, so, it's Frank Jagg here from Sensibly Cynical, and on tonight we have Sydney, like Sydney, Australia.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good, good. So, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
So, I know that you do this, you talk show, right? Is it in WIR... or is it WRIR in Richmond?
Yeah, WRIR 97.3.
Okay, so tell us what it's about and how long it's been going on for.
So I have a show called Sydney Like Australia, and it airs on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 11 a.m. And it's a lifestyle show. So we, like, do a mix of different things, basically between, like, interviews with, like, just different people from the area, like, with Peter Sun on our first episode, and then muralist Nils Westergaard on our second one, and then a couple other, like, really cool people since then. We just had Michael Billions on, and that's going to be airing tomorrow, so that's pretty dope. And then it's been on... We started airing in the end of November, actually, so about, like, almost 6 months now, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you start, just getting started.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it
you
was pretty fresh.
So you were saying earlier that you used to do some writing?
Yeah, so that's actually how I got my start, was blogging. A few years back, I had decided to just start a sex blog, but I just feel like there needs to be, like, more normalization around women speaking about, like, sex and their experiences, good, bad, you know, whatever. So, almost immediately after, like, starting it and just posting on Tumblr, this, like, local website from Richmond ended up picking it up and, like, wanting to host it. So I ended up writing for them for a couple years and doing, like, some hip-hop coverage in the mix and then some, like, fashion coverage. And after maybe about a year and a half of, like, writing for them, I ended up meeting my friend Noah Page, who also has a show called Secret Bonus Level at WRIR, and she, like, just put me on. Like, we ended up hosting a show together for one of our friends, Black Liquid, one night, and it went really well, and she was like, well, do you want to have, you know, your own show? And I was like, oh my god, yeah. So, yeah, so that's basically how that got started.
So, you originally started with your blog. Now, I remember being a teenager and going on right when the internet started and going on a blog and people just trashed me and tell me I suck at life. So, what was your blog? You said it was basically about your sexual experiences, good and bad, things that keep you up at night.
Yeah, it was, like, actually kind of crazy because I felt like starting it, like, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get, like, so much criticism and, like, kickback and stuff like that, like, just being, like, a woman and kind of, like, trashing dudes, like, in a lot of these stories. And it was kind of crazy because, like, I didn't really get, like, any negative feedback at all. Like, basically everybody that read it was on board and was, like, really into my writing style, thought it was really funny. And it kind of worked out because I'm pretty, like, transparent with stuff. Like, I don't really get embarrassed easily.
Right.
So, like, a lot of the stories, you know what I mean, would be about, like, other people, but then there would be, like, a lot of, like, self-realization and, like, embarrassing stuff included with myself, too. So I think it was just, like, really appreciated and, like, resonated with a lot of people and the experiences, you know what I mean? And
then,
I don't know, it even, like, I don't know, I've written about, like, stuff that's even, like, heavier, like, abortion and stuff like that,
right.
That, like, normally, I don't know, isn't, like, really spoken about as much, and I didn't really get any, like, negative feedback in that direction there, and I've had, like, a lot of, like, women reach out, like, with positive, like,
wow.
Feedback. Yeah, so it's been pretty awesome.
It's gotta be, you have to be really nervous because, you know, you're making yourself vulnerable to people that you might not necessarily know, right? So, you know, I understand what you're coming from, right? Because it takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's just, like, a lot of judgment with stuff like that, you know what I mean? And we're just, like, in a very political, like, time right now.
Right.
So it's just, like, you know, it was interesting, but everybody responded to it actually really well, and I don't know, I think it really hit home, like, with a lot of, like, women, because I had a few people, like, reach out and, like, send me, like, their own writing that they had done after that with, like, similar experiences and stuff like that. So it was, like, it was really cool, actually. It was a really cool feeling.
Now, when people, like, were writing you about your similar experiences, Were they like, were they giving you stuff to talk about on the show? Were they writing you questions to talk about?
No, they were actually just like writing, like, they would like tell me that like I had inspired them to like write their own like blog post about like personal like life experiences, not like sex as much, but like just like actual personal things, and would send me like their articles based on that. We haven't really gotten much submission as far as content for the show just yet, but I feel like it's about to be coming in boatloads once we start like actually taking like requests.
Okay, so yeah, so you basically you just gave people an outlet to get out of their head, really, with the blog to make them feel like they were kind of not alone in their feelings with different things.
Yeah.
So from there you went. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
So from there you went on to the show, right? You said you co-hosted in the show, and how'd that go? Is that kind of doing the same thing?
Yeah, it was awesome. We have another friend that has a show at the station, and his name's Black Liquid. And he has, like, an overnight hip-hop show on, like, Saturdays from, like, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. So that was the first show I had ever, like, gotten to co-host. And it was actually, I don't know, it was really awesome. First of all, because I love hip-hop, but second of all, because, like, we just kind of, like, had free reign to, like, talk about whatever, and it's, like, late night, so it's not as censored, and it was really cool. So, like, yeah, after that had went, like, super well, I got to host that show and a couple other ones. Like, as practice,
mm-hmm.
while waiting for mine, but,
So, as far as the hip-hop scene, what do you think about the hip-hop scene as far as it's gone from now, from where it was in the early 2000s, late 90s, late 80s, to what we have now, which is kind of like mumbo rapping and robot farts?
Oh, man. as far as, like, hip-hop, like, I don't know, I feel like I have a pretty, like, selective, like listening habit, because, super into it until a little bit later in life. Like, I, like, grew up on hardcore. And then, like, in my late teens, early 20s, I got really into, like, underground hip-hop. So a lot of the stuff I listen to is more, like, MERS and Atmosphere and, like, Killer Priest, Gangstar. So not really stuff that, like, you know, like, correlates with what's coming out now.
Right.
As far as, like, mainstream stuff, I mean, like, there's, like, definitely people that I like, you know, like, more like Kendrick Lamar. I do like Drake, like, Guilty Pleasure, you know what I mean, I'm not gonna lie. But, like, I don't know, I'm not that into all the stuff that's coming out, like, right now, you know what I mean? It's very, like, whatever. The one thing I do like, though, is, like, it has, like, this more, like, I don't know, like, rock feel to it, and that's kind of cool. Like, it's kind of cool hearing, like, hip-hop with, like,
rock guitars and stuff.
The music overall, I'm not really like a fan of. At least not like on the mainstream side.
Right. Well, absolutely. But the mainstream stuff is usually so done up. It's either too clean or.
Is your show? Yeah. Do you get involved with the Richmond music scene a lot? Like.
Yeah. So basically, my entire network is actually the Richmond hip hop scene. So I don't know. Like, Richmond hip hop is like really lit right now. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have Nicholas F., and we have Michael Millions, we have Fly Anakin, Obliv, you know, making beats. There's just a lot of, like, really good people. Mutant Academy as a whole and AGM are both, like, fire. There's just a lot going on out here.
It's been a while since I was in Richmond. Now, when I was in Richmond, it seemed to me like there was a lot of that, like, underground, like, rock scene. Is there still a rock scene there? Like,
yeah,
on the ground? Is that pretty big still?
Yeah, it is. And one of the cool things that's happening, actually...
Like War Bar and stuff?
Yeah, well, War Bar, I don't know if they have shows as much, but Canal Club is still pretty big, and I went to a show at, like, Wonderland the other day, so that was pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But, there's, like, this merge kind of happening between, like, Richmond, like, hardcore and hip-hop also.
Oh, really?
And so they've been doing, like, these, like, infused shows where, like, Nicholas F. and Michael Millions will perform with, like, just, like, different hardcore bands, like, out here behind, like, Rest in Pieces or Wonderland, and it's, like, a half-hardcore, half-hip-hop show.
That's
and
cool,
it's,
actually.
Like, yeah, it's really fire, especially because, like, the two scenes, like, in all honesty, like, if you go to, like a hip-hop show, like, it's mostly, like, black-dominated, and if you go to a hardcore show, it's mostly white-dominated. And it's just kind of stupid because, like, being, like, somebody who participates in both scenes, there's just, like, a lot of common ground, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there should be, like, a crossover. So to, like, watch everybody, like, interact and get into, like, each other's music and stuff like that is just, like, really fire.
Well, a lot of music is very much so, has the same basic ideas. I mean, they talk about a lot of the same things, but I think a lot of people kind of ethnically go to different things just because they feel like they have to instead of being more open-minded.
Well, and I think that, like, you know, it can be, like, intimidating, especially, like, the hardcore scene, you know what I mean? Like, people have stretched ears and all these, like, tattoos and piercings. Like, it's just everything is very different, you know, like, as far as, like, appearance. And, like, what, like, people are into, like, wearing and stuff like that. But as far as, like, the music and the general interest, it's, like, I don't know. It's just really refreshing to see it kind of, like, overlap. Like, you know what I mean? And to, like, see people, like, who, like, thought that, like, the mosh pit wouldn't be cool, like, are, like, really into it. And it's just, like, I don't know. It's just a really, really exciting transformation. And, like, I don't know. Like I said, Richmond, like, hip-hop right now is just, it's just really fire, so it'll be cool to see them, you know what I mean, in bigger venues with, these, like, hardcore bands that are touring and stuff, too.
To get back to the national scene, I'd be remiss to not ask you about the R. Kelly thing. Now, instead of getting too heavy on to, you know, the controversial subject, what do you think about, like, his music? Were you, do you think that because of his, I guess, stigma in the media now, that his music will become, in a weird way, like, popular in a weird way? Or what do you think about R. Kelly, like, right now with his music? Do you think all his hard work will just, you know, be default because of his past actions?
I mean, I wasn't ever personally, like, a fan of R. Kelly's music, like, outside of, like, Remix to Ignition, you know what I mean? So, like, it doesn't really, like, his music, like, is pretty much, like, I mean, it's dead to me, but it wasn't really existent before. But, I mean, I do kind of think, like, I do think that, like, he, I don't know, I think that his music should be dead. I don't support it at all. But I also do think that, like, just because of, like, what's going on, he's going to become more popular by default, you know what I mean, and get, like, national attention and, like...
That's what I meant. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to glorify what his actions. I just meant in our society, in a weird way, any attention is good attention.
Absolutely. He's going to use it to his advantage, you know what I mean? Like, if he goes to jail, which hopefully he does, like, he's going to, like, write a book and all that other stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Assuming he can read. I've always wondered that about Kelly.
Right.
But I mean, like, his music, I've always been a big fan of his music, I'm not gonna lie. Like, some of the songs are just kind of empowering, and his voice is amazing, too. And to be honest with you, I kind of want to see Trapped in the Closet eventually finished.
I don't, though, because
what?
Now
I kind of want to see what happens.
There's so much stuff, like, all of these songs that everybody, like thought were empowering are, like, about, like, fucking little girls, like, and it's just, like, it, like, imprisons them and doing, like, all this weird stuff, like,
Frank is delusional.
Well, I mean, one of his songs that I always used to like, was, The World's Greatest. I don't know if you, have you heard that song?
No.
It's basically about being up against the ropes and not giving up. So, I mean, some of his music is good.
I believe I can fly.
He was up against the ropes, like, in court and all this other...
As a person, he's very flawed, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson and R. Kelly, you know, they're very flawed people.
So,
but as artists, they're I always like their what they put out.
Yeah.
So would you so do you have any, like, are you into rock at all? Do you have any rock, like, favorite rock bands? Or are you more is it mostly hip hop for you?
Well, recently I've been mostly into hip hop, but I used to listen to hardcore. I feel like I listen to a lot of, like, old hardcore still, though. Like, I don't know that I listen to, like, that much new stuff. Like, I'm really into, like, Acacia Strain and, like, I like Stick to Your Guns, Oceano, Chelsea Grin.
Oh, so you're going hard, real hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, you know, those, because is Guar Bar still popular in Richmond? Because when I was there, that bar was crazy. I don't know if it's still, but that was like 3 years ago already, so.
Well, I guess it's not as popular as it was when it first opened, no.
Oh, it's not as popular anymore?
No, not like that. There's, like, nothing exciting going on there for real, you know what I mean?
I'm not missing that much?
No. Not at all.
Now, as far as hardcore and stuff like that type of concerts, I gotta tell you, I was really upset the first time I went into a mosh pit. I thought it was a good way to get some slugging and not get arrested for assault, and then I realized that wasn't exactly what it was at all.
Yeah, you kind of just, like, are going to get this shit beat out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, pretty much,
see,
man.
I really just don't, and that's what not my experience. I was really excited for that.
I've been
and
in a mosh pit before.
There's a lot of skanking, you know, where people are kicking their legs and running their...
Yeah, man, just running each other, push them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I expect it to be actual fighting.
No, it's you run into them, they push back, all that.
Yeah, but so it's not as dangerous as people think it is that aren't that don't go to them.
I mean, I have a buddy, I went to Earth Day Birthday in Orlando, and I got a buddy that got his, like had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, what show did you go to a mosh pit at? Like, for the one that you said wasn't that bad.
Oh, no, I went to, like, ska music, but I figured a mosh pit is a mosh pit. I just want to punch someone in the face.
I was going to say, because ska music is, like, a totally different...
Right, no, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah.
The energy is different. Like, metal, like, I don't know, like, I have a lot of friends who have, like, gone there, like, teeth knocked out, like, their nose broken and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm. That's
like,
exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Like, I love shit like that. Yeah, we had actually left a hip-hop show the other day, and there was a mosh pit, and
really?
Somebody was, like, wearing, like, one of, like, the guy's, like, shirts, and it was, like, a white shirt, and it just, like, had blood all over it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is hardcore.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's what I always... I want to someday go there just so I can fight for no reason.
Yeah, no, they do. So, it happens all the time. I love it. The energy's great.
So, where are you from originally?
I'm from California, actually.
California?
I'm from Southern California, yeah.
What part? Or, like, what city?
From this place called Lancaster.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty trash.
Yeah. So, what brought you to Virginia?
Well, basically, I moved, like, a lot. So, I had moved to Washington, and I was there for a couple years, and then I was like, well, I kind of want to move to, like, Boston or New York, and my family, like, had, like, relocated to Richmond, so I was like, well, I'll start here, and then, like, kind of work my way up, you know what I mean, once I'm, like, established a little bit and save up.
Yeah.
And, then I realized how much I fucking hate the cold, so now I don't want to do that.
So,
Frank's from New York, so you're talking to the choir here.
I lived in Northern Virginia for about way too long.
Okay.
The thing I hated the most about Virginia was the property tax on cars.
Yeah.
Drove me insane. It doesn't seem right.
And I was in Richmond through one of the blizzards, so I feel you on that.
Oh no.
But
yeah,
those property taxes really really make you want to move.
No, they really. It's terrible. Like, I'm like, why do I have to pay you twice a year? Like, why don't you just, like, bill me? Like, oh my god. But you know what? Coming from California, it's, like, not even that bad. California is, like, I can't even remember what it's called, but, like, to get your tax paid is, like, way more expensive.
Well, Sydney, when did you get to Richmond?
I've been to Richmond for, like, 4 years now.
Oh, okay. So you got there in 15 or so?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You don't remember Blizzard Jonas? You don't remember Jonas? Blizzard, I guess it was probably before you got there.
I got here in December of 14. So.
Okay, yeah, there was a blizzard. You don't remember a blizzard then? It must have been, I think it was right around that time. I guess not. But there was like
when I first moved, we had gotten like, I don't know, like 12 inches or 10 inches or something like that.
I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how's the weather like now? I guess it's probably good, huh?
Yeah, it's, like, starting to warm up this week, which is pretty hype, because, you know, seasonal depression is a bitch, and, like, it gets cold here, so, you know what I mean?
Oh, seasonal depression, seriously, because here especially, it's been cold the last 4 months after that hurricane.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm sitting here like, are we still in Florida? And then today, finally, I feel like I'm in Florida again.
Yeah, it's like a game changer when it starts to warm up. Like, I literally, like, have been, like, bleh. And then, like, yesterday was, like, 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like my heart was just like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah, when I lived in Richmond, now, I have a question for you. When I lived in Richmond, I lived in the West End. I heard that they're getting rid of that mall there, right, in the West End of Richmond. I heard they're getting rid of a mall. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I heard there's, like, because most of it's downtown right now, but all the good spots downtown and Chaco Bottom and stuff.
Yeah, I live down by, like, VCU.
Oh, so, okay, so you live on the, I know.
Yeah.
Where, okay.
I live central Richmond.
Okay, so Henrico and Glen Allen, and that's a little further away, huh?
Yeah, like, I work out there, like, for my day job, but I don't really know, you know, what's happening for real.
So, what do you think's more fun for you? Like, the much as, you obviously like the shows and stuff that you have, but, what about the internet presence? Do you think that adds to it? Do you think that brings people in? Is there stuff you do on the internet? Just as a thing just to get people listening?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like half of it is my internet presence, because, like, between me, like, writing, like, a sex blog, and then, like, me just, like, posting, like, weird stuff online, or, like, you know, suggested photos, or, like, whatever, like, I just, like, do whatever. People are, like, pretty interested, I think, in me just, like, as a person, and then that's what makes them want to, like, listen to the radio show. Like, I don't know. The more, like, gossipy it is, the more people are into it. Like, it just kind of, like, depends, you know what I mean? But, like, people really, yeah. So, I think that the internet presence definitely makes a difference.
Do you have can you give us an interesting story that you've gotten so far? Something interesting? Any interesting questions or, you know? It can be anything. Any question from somebody?
This guy, like, asked me he told me he would pay me money if I'd let him smell my feet.
It's kind of weird.
Foot fetish? He told me he'd pay like $240.
I'd do it. I'd do it.
Right, but then it totally escalated. And he started requesting
other things
for a higher dollar amount. More like along like the lines of like a cuckold, you know, type situation.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lots of interesting DMs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because when you get into that sort of thing, you're going to get creeps out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, like, I'm, like, cool with, like, people, like, being into feet. Like, that's whatever, I guess. Like, I don't really care. You know, that's not that weird. Like, a lot of people seem to be into that, but, like, I don't know. Like, why do you have to pay for that? Like, somebody won't just, like, let you smell their feet for free? Like, that seems like a lot.
That is a valid point. Some people also...
That's more your style, right, Frank?
Not at all, but, anyway, a lot of people probably do the stuff like that, just in the regards, because they don't want to talk to people. They just want to get in, out, and go home.
Yeah, I guess. It's just, like, so easy, like, just, like, make a Tinder. I mean, like, that's how he found me, I guess, but, like, just, like, make a Tinder and be like, yo, I like feet, so, like, let me smell yours. Okay, cool, bye.
There's a dating site for everything nowadays, anyway.
Do you like online? What's your thoughts on online dating sites? Do you like them? Do you think they're a good use, or do you? What's your thoughts on the online dating scene?
Well, I fucking like love Tinder. Like that shit is so fun. Like the other day I was on there, right? And this dude had like a picture of like three pictures of like his like flaccid dick, right? And then like he had pictures of his face too, right? So I was like, what the fuck? That's so ballsy. And then immediately after him, there was this dude who just had pictures of grilled cheese. And I was like, yo, this is pretty primo option.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I get really good stories from people I meet on Tinder. And I've also met, like, a lot of, like, actual friends. So mostly for dating, it's been pretty terrible. But as far as, like, from, like, my friend life and, like, my, like, blog, it's been pretty lit.
Right.
There's a lot of weirdos.
Absolutely.
Right.
Especially, yeah. I mean, people that won't approach you in a bar will definitely approach you on the internet.
Right, because there's no...
And that makes the situation so much stranger.
Well, and I'm just like, you know, like I'm a true journalist, you know what I mean? I really like to tell stories and stuff. So, like, I'll just, like, kind of, like, rock with some weird stuff because I'm like, oh, well, this seems like, you know, like, not, like, dangerous. It just seems like it might be kind of weird and I should, like, just see what happens. And,
You probably don't remember MySpace, do you, Sydney?
That leads to a lot of nightmares sometimes.
Hey, Sydney, do you remember MySpace?
Yeah.
I used to have stories on MySpace, crazy stories on MySpace.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you, because they would always have that database where you could find, like, people would, like, you could find almost anybody. Also, one good thing about MySpace is that if you wanted to hook up with a chick in your area or hook up with anybody, it was pretty easy to do so.
Oh, for real? Okay, so I wasn't even old enough at that point. Like, I was, like, when MySpace was big, I was, like, still, like, I don't know, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I didn't, like, get to, like, really benefit from anything cool because I couldn't drive and, like, my mom was, like, real strict and shit.
Yeah.
But, that's lit. That makes me feel good. Like, I like when people have,
I remember when
a lit sex life.
I remember when MySpace came out, the girl I was dating was like, yo, Frank, you gotta try this MySpace thing. I go, What kind of loser would go on the internet to find friends?
MySpace was great, man.
And now it's 2019.
Stories are coming out.
And people don't go outside to meet friends anymore.
I've literally made so many friends off the internet.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Me as well, but.
Yeah, everybody I've met in public that I'm friends with now, mostly, like, 75% of them were following me online first.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because it's a safe haven for everybody nowadays with all the bullshit. You find an online community, and, you know, it's kind of a safe haven for everybody, unfortunately. Or fortunately, you know.
Well, I kind of like it, because, to be honest, like, I try to keep it, like, pretty, like, real on social media. I mean, obviously, it's social media, so you're only going to see, like, parts of stuff, but I try to, like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of cool when I meet people, and they're, like, into the weird stuff that I, like, you know what I mean, I'm kind of into. It's a good filter out, you know, of people, like, I don't like, because I don't like that many people, so I'd rather just see if we have common interests first.
Yeah. So, what's your thoughts on the EDM scene, like the electronic? You like electronic music or
robot farts?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Robot. You don't farts. Like electronic music?
Robot farts.
No. That's not my jam. Like I don't know. It's too like exciting sounding for me, and like I don't like the idea of people touching each other, which is.
But there is tell Frank this though. I was telling Frank there is like a techno scene in Richmond. There is
robot farts.
Yeah, there totally is.
And it was big when I was there.
Yeah, no, it's
it sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, no, people are into it. Like, it's still, like, people are into, like,
raves
and stuff still. You know, that's
the thing. Yeah, I'm
20.
I'm way too old for that.
So.
You said you're 20?
I know, I'm almost 30. I said I'm
no.
Old. I'm a little too old for raves at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm not into raves either. Too many people.
Yeah.
So what's the social media of your, like, on your shows? Like, what's your Twitter and stuff? If you promote that, if you want.
I don't really do Twitter that much, but if you want to follow me, it's at I'll Take It Black. And then for Instagram, it's Sydney Like Australia, which is SYDNEYYY_LikeAustralia. And then that has the link to my website, which is also just SydneyLikeAustralia.com.
So you said it's All Take Is Black or something like that?
Yeah, it's All Take It Black.
Where'd you come up with that? Where did that come from? Is there a story behind that one?
Well, so basically when I was like starting like my blog, like it's supposed to be like a lifestyle blog-ish, you know what I mean? So I drink like black coffee, and whenever like I order, like I'll be like, no, I'll just take it black. And then one of my friends, like, made a joke and was like, oh, you know, I'll take it black, nudge, nudge. And I was like, So that's been the name.
So what do you think about your personality makes it easier for you to do the whole social media thing?
I think it's because I'm just, like, pretty genuine. I don't know. And I'm kind of, like, weird. I don't really, like, care if, like, about, like, putting it out there, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really get embarrassed easily and stuff, so, like, I like having, like, weird conversations and, like, doing whatever online, and I feel like that's, like, helped, like, with my success for sure, because, I don't know, like, there's a lot of people who just, like, still do, like, really fake things online, and people are into that, I guess, but there's, like, this whole new generation of social media where people are just, like, being themselves and, like, really are into it, so, I don't know, it's been cool.
So I'm like the same way as far as I don't really get embarrassed, and I kind of don't really care what people think of me.
Yeah.
But I do have to ask you a question that I found at least. So when you do get to a point where you're like, oh, that is my limit, does that even make you even more nervous? Because you're like, wow, I have limits, or?
Yeah, it does. Like, I mean, it's weird though, because the stuff that like makes me nervous isn't even like the stuff that like should make me nervous. But like I get more nervous than like stuff that I create and putting it out more so than like, I don't know, and like a fear of like failure than like actual, like, you know what I mean, and like embarrassment associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else, like I'm pretty open about, like, I'm not even like, I don't know, like if I have a yeast infection, like I'll post stuff about it online, like I don't really care, you know what I mean?
No, I get you.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, I have to be pretty, it would have to be something pretty crazy,
so
for
do
me
like,
to be really.
Now, so, like, things like you create, you think that's probably because Because a lot of people actually don't even plan things because they're afraid of putting so much time and effort and just falling flat on your face. You think that's why? Because you put so much time and effort into creating it for entertainment that that's why you get nervous?
I think it's because I like to dabble in a lot of different things. So it's like I know that I'm like good at a lot, which sounds cocky, but like I just know that I am. So like
no, that's really confident. That's confidence. It's not cocky.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and I just had good luck so far, you know what I mean? So, like, between, like, the writing and the radio station, like, that's already been, like, really cool and, like, well-received. And then I recently started, like, working on some art, and I had never done anything that was, like, visual, like, before.
Right.
And I had, like, a really cool idea, but I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out. And it's actually, like, one of the best things I think I've ever done in my whole life. And basically everybody that's seen it and knows me agrees, like, I don't know. I think it's just really good. And it's pretty, like, it's really abrasive. It's very me and political, stuff like that. But it's awesome. So I'll be dropping that in, I think, the 1st of June. But anyways, yeah. I don't know. I get nervous about stuff like that because it's like I've never done it. So I don't want to fail.
Did you ever think about maybe doing you ever think about having someone, like, do a call-in show? Do a call-in show? Have people call in? Or is that what you currently do? Or?
Yeah, totally. I would love to do that. I feel like we would have to be at, like, on a more mainstream station to do that.
Right.
I feel like that's, like, totally...
down the line?
I mean, yeah, goals. So, I think we're going to be, you know what I mean, doing some other ventures as far as podcasts and stuff like that in the, like, semi-near future. You know what I mean? And, like, dropping the art. So, we're going to be, I don't know, working on just a few different things that'll be worth being on the lookout for.
So you're very artsy. What is your favorite type of art? Like, is it more body art? Is that more your thing, or is it more of the actual visual art, the internet art? Is it creating things from just scratch? What is there a type of art that you prefer more overall?
Well, I don't really like looking at other people's art that's, like, visual from the computer and stuff like that, but personally, like, what I like making is, like, more hands-on stuff. Like, I like writing by hand when I can, and I like, making art, like, by hand. So, stuff like that's generally, like, more my thing, and, like, radio and podcasts, but, like, I don't know, I mean, as far as, like, other artists that I like, yeah, there's, like, I mean, every direction, you know what I mean? There's so many talented people out there right now, like, you can't even limit.
Do you have any other, is there any shows that are similar to you out there in Richmond, or are you pretty much, like, do you know anyone else that does this show similar to yours in that area, or is it pretty much?
I don't think,
you have
I mean,
the space.
There might be, like, there might be at this point, because with us being a daytime show and being on the radio station and FCC guidelines and all of that, our show's pretty tame, you know what I mean? Like, we can't really, like, we can't cuss, and, like, it has to be pretty limited talking about sex. Like, everybody's offended about everything.
Yeah, well, you can come on here, you can come on here whenever you want and talk about sex. We'll be okay with that.
Okay, awesome. You know, I love talking about it, so, and I don't ever get you right now, so.
That's good, because Sean would like to learn something about
it. Oh, man, no, man. I'm just saying, I'm trying to give her an outlet, that's all. I'm trying to be nice. Trying to be nice.
Learn something.
Trying to be nice.
No, I appreciate it.
Hospitality.
You might learn something, too, you know. Don't discredit it.
Hospitality, Frank. Learn something about hospitality.
I have to draw you a diagram or something, how it works.
So... excuse me. So, can you find the show on anywhere else but WIR? Are you on any other platforms?
Yeah, so we also have it uploaded on SoundCloud, which is, like, found through Sydney Lake Australia, and you can find it through SydneyLakeAustralia.com as well. So it's pretty easy to locate. We have it all, like, on the website. Our last episode wasn't our best one, but basically everything else is super fucking fire, and the one we're about to drop is super, super fire, because this is going to air after it drops. It's with Michael Million, so I can say that, and, you know, I don't know, he's, like, super awesome, but also, like, has, like, really, really good insight on, like, manifestation and positive energy and, like, thinking, and it was really cool to get to, like, talk with him about the universe and stuff a little bit, so it's a good episode, and then Cree and I have another episode in the works for later this month that's going to be kind of crazy, actually. So everybody should definitely tune in for that one. We've got like a really special guest.
So you talk about positive energy. Are you into like that positive energy? Like some people are into like Reiki and spirit. Some people are really spiritual.
Well, I kind of just like recently got into it. So basically, my friend Mike that came on the show to talk about it, maybe about like a year ago. Like I was like really, really going through it with like an ex, and who was like just acting like super crazy and had just done like a lot of like really fucked up stuff. I was like in this really weird place, and I applied for a job and kind of got in just like all. So we had like just like spent some time talking, and he had just like talked to me about like, I don't know, just like the energy you put out into the universe, and like what you put out comes back to you, be it positive or negative, and stuff like that. It just gave me some like insight on it. So I was like, you know, that's just like a good way to think, like be it true or not true, like not really knowing at the time. So I just kind of started like thinking that way and started like, I don't know, writing down the things I was, like, trying to accomplish, and not necessarily coming up with, like, hard game plans, but just, like, proactively thinking, like, I'm going to accomplish this, is going to happen, whatever, and just, like, speaking it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, joking ways, but, like, whatever, and then it just, like, really, like, worked. Like, that's, like, I had gotten, like, after that point, I had gotten the offer for the radio show, and then somebody had asked me to do a coverage piece for them for RBA Mag, which was, like, a really big deal for me. And then I had applied to write for this this model who's actually, like, one of, like, Rihanna's models.
Right.
And I got that. So I'm going to be starting to write for her this year. But,
really?
Yeah, it was just, like, really crazy. So, like, and basically, like, all these other things I'd written down and, like, were, like, working on, like, were just kind of happening as well. So it kind of changed my perspective, and I'm getting a little bit more into everything else, but I'm, you know, I'm kind of a fresh baby to it still.
Yeah, have you read the book on it, the Secret about the Power of Attraction? That's where a lot of that comes from, is that book.
No.
That book kind of started it.
I've watched, like, part of, like, the movie, and, like, I like, I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. The movie kind of, like, is, like, corny to me, but I do, like, understand that like, the concept, you know what I mean? I do, like, think it's, like, pretty true. Like, and not necessarily always just, like, the, like, universe. I think the universe is constantly giving you signs, but, like, I've always thought that. But I do think that, like, when you're in a, like, positive headspace and you're thinking about the things that you want to accomplish, you're, like, in a much better mindset to, like, recognize the signs and opportunities that are going to align with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a shitty headspace, you're going to just be like, oh, I'm not paying attention to anything because I don't give a fuck and I'm an asshole. You know what I mean? And then, like, but, like, when you're happy, you're like, oh, look at this thing. I'm going to try this, even though I normally wouldn't. And then it just, like, works out. Like, and then it, you know, like, is, like, a domino effect from there.
Yeah, we actually talked to... We've talked to two Reiki masters on this show, and we also talked to a psychic not too long ago that was into Reiki. So, you said yes, you are familiar with Reiki, right? You said yes?
Yeah.
So would you ever consider practicing it yourself?
Doing
a Reiki session with a Reiki master, yes.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Me and Cree were actually just talking about how, like, we would like to do that and then, like, do an episode about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm starting to get to think about doing it myself. You know, after listening to, you know, the psychic and the Reiki master, I was thinking about getting into it too, Frank. What do you think about? Are you going to go see a Reiki master?
I will not.
Why not?
It's not my thing.
No, it's not your thing.
No, sir.
Okay.
I can respect that.
Maybe I can try to convert you.
Yeah, I think that you should go though, but I can respect Frank not wanting to, you know what I mean? Not everybody's cup of tea.
All right, Frank.
I would go though.
So you said you talk a lot about sex. We haven't talked about a lot about sex on this podcast. Is there anything about sex that you like to talk about specifically, different fetishes, different things like that, or?
No, not really. I mean, I've been trying to, like, work on, like, talking, like, more about, I guess, specific interests. But a lot of the times I feel like I just end up talking, like, just a lot about, like, experiences as a whole. So I guess those are pretty, like, there's some variety to that, you know what I mean? Like, in the experiences that, like, lay there. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I've always liked telling stories. Like, if something funny happens, like, I'm always like, oh, yeah, I gotta, like, tell people about this, like, hysterical thing. And, I don't know, like, even the first story I wrote, like, one of my friends had, like, slept with this guy. This sounds so bad, but, like, one of my friends had slept with this guy, and she was like, oh, he makes this, like, crazy sound when he comes. And I was like, oh, okay. And I had already, like, been hitting on him, like, not knowing that she had
expected. Oh, shit.
And I was like, well, do you, like, mind if I, like, sleep with him? And she was like, no, not at all, because she had slept with him, like, a while back. He was just, like, a bouncer. So I was like, alright, cool. So, like, we, like, had sex, and he, like, came and made this, like, sound like he was, like, a dying fucking horse. So I was, like, being, like, electrocuted, and it looked like he was, like, seizing. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And then he, like, made this, like, comment to me about how my boobs were uneven. Ahead of it's just like you literally just looked like a dying animal and you're gonna like try to comment on my body, like fuck you. And I remember when he was like last year, he was just like, oh my goodness, see you again, and I was like, you know, we'll see, whatever. And I was like, oh, I have to tell everybody. And then I was like, no, this would be funnier as a story, like, and like, I don't know, like, I just
that's pretty funny.
I'm still trying to figure out what a dying horse that's being electrocuted sounds like exactly.
You know, I'm going to imitate the sound for you, but I don't even have the capability. Like, one of, like, my biggest regrets is not having my phone ready. I could have got, like, a sound bite of it happening, like, in the moment. That shit was crazy.
A dead horse being electrocuted.
That was really crazy.
Jesus.
But, yeah. There's a lot of good stories. Like, which, those are on my website also, actually. Mm-hmm. Not all of them.
You get a lot of relationship advice, too?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though, because, like, I'm, like, barely ever in a relationship. And once I've been in, like, I've, like, not gone that well. But,
yeah.
I feel like I give really good advice, and people seem to think I give really good advice.
Yeah, me too on that, by the way. So I'm not a very good relationship person, but...
So you're good at the advice part?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty good at that part, but my experiences myself, yeah, not so much, but...
Yeah, I would say crazy people. Like, a lot of people like to, like, stalk me and stuff, so, like, it's just, like, kind of wild. Like, somebody broke my windshield a couple weeks ago, so...
Really?
Yeah, with a brick.
Wow. Crazy, psycho.
Just crazy.
Did you find out did you know who it was?
Yeah, it's my ex, for sure.
Dang.
Yeah, it's cool though.
As long as you have comprehensive coverage, right?
Is there a restraining order?
No, because the police in Richmond are pieces of shit and only wanted to serve a protective order if I, like, stalked him, which I'm, like, not going to do. I don't care that much. It's, like, on file. It's, like, documented. Like, if he, like, wants to fuck with me again and he, like, gets injured because I, like, I don't know, like, murder him, it's, like, whatever. So.
Yeah.
But the crazy ones always make the most fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are, like, good stories, but it's, like, a lot, you know. I don't know. It's not intentional, though. It's just, like, just, like, what happens. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can't help that, right? It's not your fault.
Right! I don't know that they're gonna be crazy.
It's not my fault they're crazy, yeah.
I mean, sometimes I go out with girls a second time just to see what they're gonna do this time.
Yeah, I just think
just
that,
for the show.
Like,
dinner and a show.
I think that, like, because, like, I'm, like, kind of, like, like good in bed, and then, like, also, like, creative, and, like, also very disinterested, like, guys, like, just get, like, really, like, weird. Like, they're like, oh, I'm not used to being treated like this. Oh, I love you, I'm gonna stalk you forever. And then, yeah.
Oh, they get the feels.
Yeah.
Sean, like, you can talk.
Man, fuck you, dude. So,
to the best of us.
Yeah, so, Frank, you got anything else?
I do not, you?
No, I don't have anything else. So, Sydney, we do this thing on our show. We do a sensible or cynical thoughts. Do you have any sensible or cynical thoughts on the episode? It could be about anything, really. The scene in Richmond, your show. Any sensible or cynical thoughts?
What do you mean?
Like, positive, like, a sensible thought would be, like, advice. Or cynical would be, you know, obviously, like, negative towards something. Like, you're cynical towards something.
Like on the topic.
On the topic of today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay, so I guess if I'm going to be critiquing anything in, like, Richmond, I'll just critique Richmond, like, hip-hop scene and the support. I it's kind of like whack to see, like, I don't know, only new faces at shows when so many people are like trying to like say that they're like trying to like do whatever, but then don't come out and support one another. So that's kind of weird. As far as the show, I don't know. This was great. I had a good time. I don't have any negative feedback at all.
Thank you.
So my sensible thought is, you know, I definitely like to see how Sydney is very open and not embarrassed by much. It's definitely nice to see. You know, I mean, you don't meet many people that are very open and unembarrassed and proud of who they are. I'm like that. I don't get embarrassed much. I kind of do whatever I want. I go to the beat of my own drum. You get slapped with the crazy a lot, with the crazy vibe, but because you don't keep things in, but I just like to see people being open about who they are and true.
Yeah, totally. Thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to go sensible as well. Thanks, Sydney, for coming on. It's been awesome getting to know you. And like I said, Cree's been a dear friend of mine for a long time, so it was nice of her to get us in touch. And we appreciate your time this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
And maybe both of you can come back on the show sometime. We'll have you both on.
That would be really wife. Like, I'm telling you, like, the partner
crime.
So, yeah, that would be cool.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Instance, and if you're still there, please stay tuned for our message from our friend at A Teaspoon of Healing.
All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.